And so the Summer Olympics are behind us once again, the Olympics. And so once again we've been served up with more than our fair share of amazing examples of the thrill of the victory, the agony of defeat. The highs are high and the lows are a bummer. The thrill, we seek it. The agony, we try and avoid. It is the best of times. It's where you don't want to be. The thrill of the victory and the agony of defeat. We love our sports, we love our athletes, and we love our teams. We love cheering them on, and we love picking them apart. We love it when they win, and we don't like it when they lose. Yes, we live vicariously through our sports heroes, riveted and spellbound, suspended electrically in between that which we seek and that which we'd rather avoid. There we are, caught up in between those two worlds of victory and defeat, riveted and spellbound, suspended electrically. Safely cheering and picking apart. What is it about sports and athletics that has us so hooked, that keeps us so involved? Why do we identify in the profoundest of ways to the athletes that we love to watch? Consider that what thrills you, captivates you, rivets and excites you is the reflection of the potential of your own life. Plus, you get to play without playing, play without paying. You can see yourself getting expressed in the greatness of another human being. You can see yourself being revealed in the humanity of someone else. We're inspired by the greatness that we see in our sports heroes. When they win, we win. When they lose and fall short, we feel their pain. And that's all fine and dandy, but then the question becomes, does your love of the game, of someone else's game, threaten to keep you sidelined forever in the stands looking on? I mean, how much of your time do you spend cheering for someone else rather than getting up, getting out, and getting on the court of the game of your own life? Really? Teddy Roosevelt said, "It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done better. The credit belongs to the man who's actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs and comes up short again and again because there's no effort without error or shortcoming, but who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself for a worthy cause, who, at the best, knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who, at the worst, if he fails, at least he fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who knew neither victory nor defeat." When it comes to the athletic event of your life, are you in the court or are you sitting in the stands watching someone else? In an effort to get myself into the spirit of the Olympic season, I went out and bought the DVD, Miracle. Miracle is the story of the 1980 USA Olympic hockey team that went on to beat the highly favored Soviet Union team. It was a game that the United States was never supposed to win. It was a game that lives on as one of the greatest moments in sports history. I grew up in Madison, Wisconsin, where winter and winter sports is a way of life, so I had my memories to keep me warm as I witnessed the thrill of the victory. I was riveted. I was captivated. I was spellbound. I was fascinated. What was it about that team, the way they played those games they played? What was it about their moment that thrilled me and commanded such intense emotional response? What was it that left me so inspired? The reflection of the potential of my own life. I wanted to be them in that moment. They were awesome, and they beat the best. That team combined conditioning, speed, creativity, and teamwork to do the unthinkable, and they left the world in awe. In an effort to get a front row seat in the Olympic winner's circle, I hitched a ride on the bandwagon of the USA men's basketball team. The United States basketball team is made up of some of the top players in the NBA. It was a game that the USA was never supposed to lose. It was a game that will live on as one of the greatest shockers in sports history. I live in the United States, where basketball and having the best basketball team in the world is a given and a way of life. So I had my expectations to calm me down as I witnessed the agony of defeat. I was shocked. I was disappointed. I was disenchanted and a little annoyed. I was fascinated. What was it about that team, the way they played those games they played? What was it about their moment that captivated me and caused such intense emotional response? What was it that left me so engaged? The reflection of the potential of my own life. I experienced my own frailty in that moment. They are awesome, and they came and fell short. That team combined raw talent, natural ability, skill, and high expectations, and caused the unthinkable, and they left the world in awe. We're inspired by the greatness that we see in our sports heroes. When they win, you win. When they lose and fall short, you feel their pain. That's all fine and dandy, but then the question that remains, does your love of the game, of someone else's game, threaten to keep you sidelined and in the stands looking on? Athletes tear down the barriers every day between what we think is humanly possible and what we learn can be achieved. And athletes fall short too. It's all just part of the game. But today, this day is your day to get into the arena, to get your face marred and a little dirty. It's time to break a sweat. You're a captivated fan and you're emotionally engaged because secretly you know that if he can, that if she can, you can do it too. And deep down you're scared to death that if she fell and he failed, then maybe you could do that too. Today someone will demonstrate and embody the possibility of excellence and offer you a tangible example of a journey toward and the realization of a dream fulfilled. You'll recognize your greatness and who they are. You'll recognize what it takes is what you've got. So go get yours today. A foul will disqualify, a misstep will take someone down, a fall will send someone back to the drawing board today to take a long, hard look at where it all went wrong. You'll recognize your courage and you'll locate your humanity in who they are. You'll deal with what's missing as you rebound and regroup because that's what it takes to win on the court. So go and face it today. What inspires you is yourself getting expressed in another. But today, express yourself and leave the world in awe of you. Play the game the way you play and win or lose, go make your mark. We're inspired by the greatness in our heroes because it is our own greatness being reflected back at us. Today, choose which side of the mirror you will be standing on. You could strive valiantly and spend yourself in a worthy cause, and if you win, you've raised the bar. And if you fall short while daring greatly, knowing the thrill and the agony, the highs and the lows, knowing that tomorrow is another day. One way or the other, you'll win or you won't. No longer suspended, you're not timid and you're not cold. You will know victory or you'll face defeat. You're in the game. You are where you want to be, bloody, sweaty, dirty, and marred, and more alive than you ever were in the stands.